I'm looking to see if we have any kids here that I didn't notice coming in, and I don't see any of our littlest ones here today. But I'd like to tell you what I like to do with children on Easter Day. I like to help them begin to tell the Easter story for themselves, because I think that's something that all Christians need to take on, is to be able to tell the story for ourselves. So for Easter, we start on Maundy Thursday with the way Jesus gave us bread and gave us his own body. That is the first step of Holy Week, of his giving his bread and his body for us. Then on Good Friday, we have the cross, where Jesus went to the cross, was crucified, and died for us. So that symbol helps us to remember that piece of the story too. After he died, his body was wrapped, and we may remember that with the cloth that is on the table, the way they took his body down from the cross and wrapped it up. And then they laid it in a tomb, and I usually have a rock that I show the children to help them remember that there was a big stone, the stone of death, that lay over Jesus' tomb. Then early on Easter morning, the women went and they found an empty tomb. There was nothing there. So the sweetness of that discovery, the sweetness of encountering the risen Christ, we have our beautiful, sweet-smelling lilies to help us remember that. So I try to encourage the children to take on some of these pieces of the story for themselves. And I hope for you too, when you look at these symbols, that you will remember how they all fit in the story together. Let's pray for our children. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the gift of children, for their open-eyed wonder, and for their readiness to believe in you. Help us to remind them of the story of your love for us. Help them, help us to remind them of how much they are loved. Not only the children of our families, the children of this congregation, but the children of our community, all the children of our world. They are all precious in your sight, and you love them. We give you thanks for your love, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.